And now, here are some topical poems from Glenys Halliday.
I heard the rumours about a lockdown in the papers just before it was announced, and I sat down and wrote this. And it's called Christmas Eve in Lockdown. Christmas Eve 2020, no magic in the air. Probably because, you see, only I'll be there. There'll be nout on the telly, except the usual crap. No ads for exotic holidays, she'll throw away my map. But wait a minute, look ahead. At 5 a.m. I'm still in bed. No peeling loads of mucky spuds, all sort up pans, warm Christmas puds. No fiddly little sprouts de leaf, the duvet I can stay beneath. The chimney does not need a sweeping, as that man in red will not be keeping his promise he'd do what he could to provide requested gifts if I was good. He'll state that it is far too risky to enter home to drink my whiskey. Rudolph and cronies won't fly round the nation, cos they are still in isolation. Forget about the washing up, there will be just plate and cup. Maybe I'll have a drink or three, or it could be more, it's up to me. If I do greet friends on Zoom, arrange so they can't view the room. No need to dust if you plan it right, then why not just use candlelight? It gives complexion rosy glow, and family do not need to know. I'm clad in gym jams, though on chest I have donned a sparkly vest. Yes, I will be okay, but then I've started thinking once again. The thing that will be sadly lacking is someone to pull and get my cracker cracking. Well, Christmas this year won't be like this. I wrote this quite a few years ago, but I don't think I've shared it with anybody. So here goes. And it's called Christmas Surprise. The cat's been sick on the carpet. The children spectating me glee. It's good to see live entertainment, because there's nothing to watch on TV. Our dog is mangy and smelly, at the moment worrying a bone. Twins have just started fighting while the teenager's glued to the phone. My husband's a scone on the sofa. I'd only describe him as merry. He opened the bottles at daybreak, then made a huge dent in the sherry. The turkey is sat in the bathtub, as I learnt last night to my cost. I will have to get out the blow lamp, as it takes 48 hours to defrost. I am up to me neck in spud peelings, though I feel I just have to say our family can be very helpful if they only keep out of the way. Pudding and custard is sorted. I mean, for convenience sake. Covered in sauce, they'll not notice. I'm serving last year's Christmas cake. As I polish my brow with me apron, I do know that ladies don't sweat. But the sprouts are piled up to the ceiling, and they haven't even started them yet. The lounge looks like a bomb site. Carpet's all covered in fluff. If they suggest I get out the Hoover, I will tell them enough is enough. Do I hear my front doorbell ringing? Oh, this could only happen to me. On the threshold, 12 friends and relations invited themselves here for tea. I'm not an alcoholic, I just like the occasional drink, and my family are really nice. They're not as peculiar as I make out, it's just that I've got a weird and wonderful sense of humour. And this one, I wrote it a few years ago, and I'm using it because it might make you glad to think that you've not got so many coming round this year. It's called Another Flaming Christmas. Another flaming Christmas to be spent with dear relations. I'll never wriggle out of it without long explanations. They'll all require a pleasant and then a drop of ale. It's a good job I did my shopping in the January sale. There's me and him, his mam, my dad Aunt Annie and the kids, then Uncle Joe with Auntie Flo, and that friend of Uncle Sid's, his mother. Well, she's on a diet, so got her a box of chocks. At least for the last 10 years, I got me dad some socks. Perhaps Alzheimer's coming on, or maybe a disguise, for every time he opens them, he looks up in surprise. It's easier to visit you. They know they're on the winner, 'cause I'm the silly bugger who has to cook the Christmas dinner. They sure the Xmas pudding, when they light it, won't go out, for I plan to marinade it in some turpentine and stout. But if the aunties do get uppish, or the kids all start to moan, I swear to God I'll clout 'em with our dog's Christmas bone. Then we will sit round our telly to listen to our queen. Maybe we will play charades, but I'll ban anything obscene. I remember back a year ago, when I had such a job, stopping his mother telling Sid what she'd do for 30 bob. We'll eat cold turkey sandwiches and pork pies, least a score. Then I'll smile so pleasantly as I shove 'em through the door.